Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey, friends. It is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD. Here, back after, 6 months or so, 5 months. Almost 6 months. But back here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. Hope you missed me. I missed y'all. But I had to focus on life because life be lifing. And in an effort to maintain mental and emotional and spiritual health and all of the other things, I had to focus. That focus has yielded amazing results. Had a wonderful 2 semesters. I completed 2 semesters of school since the last episode. I had a birthday. Because I want to say I recorded the last episode right before my 41st birthday. So your girl is 41. Out here flourishing at 41. We are about to head into my favorite time of the year, which is fourth quarter. And I have some major, major fourth quarter announcements coming that I just cannot wait to share. But I'm going to wait. I'm going to share them on the next episode next Sunday, which will be a very special episode. I cannot wait to talk to y'all. But I'm going to actually give a quick update, and then I'm going to do a replay of one of my favorite episodes because it's preparing to win in the fourth quarter. As I just stated, the fourth quarter is my favorite time of year. I believe games are won and lost in the fourth quarter. You could have had a really great year and you slack a little bit too much in the fourth quarter and you lose. You could have had a really terrible year and kick it into high gear in the fourth quarter and it all comes together. And the year ekes out as a win. I want you to win. I want you to prepare to win in the fourth quarter. And I want to help you to do that by sharing the information I've shared before. Got an amazing feedback on. Before I get to that replay, like I said, a couple updates. One, like I said, I had a birthday. Your girl is 41. 2, I'm actually doing really well. I have been taking care of myself. Yes and amen. And I've been doing really well as a result. There are some things I'm still working through from a health perspective, but that's a part of life. That's a part of getting older. The joy is in knowing that I can get it done. I can do the things I need to do to maintain my physical health. And that's a good time. So yay me for that. What else can I share? I'm relocating. I will share where I'm relocating to on the next episode. That's super exciting. I am in my last semester of coursework of my PhD program. That is so wild to me. That's so wild to say. That's so wild to talk about. OMG. But I'm excited. Going to get to this dissertation phase faster than I realized. So there's that. I am loving on my God babies. They are so big now. OMG. My big babies mean the world to me. I love them so much. It's fun being their Gigi. It's fun being an auntie. I've had a couple trips. I went home to see my mom and the rest of my family in August because being with your people who loved you before you knew what love was is a part of self-care if you have those relationships that you've been able to maintain. Now, if you need to stay away from those people to be okay, stay away from those people. I am fortunate in that I have amazing people that I don't have to stay away from that have loved on me the entirety of my life, and God willing, they will love me until the end of time. So that's been fun. I got to go visit my sister in Florida. We had a girls' weekend. It was the best. Had the most amazing time with her. That was all self-care. We dreamed and manifested by the pool because her new house got a pool. Sis is fancy. We shopped, we giggled, we went out and ate and just had fun and just had fun together. I love my sissy so much. So that's been amazing. My friends have celebrated me and loved on me. It's just been a really good time. And I'm getting ready to head out on the adventure of a lifetime. And for that, I am excited. So I can't wait. And I'm going to actually be adding some new updates to the podcast format. I'll add in 1 or maybe 2 new segments. And I'm just excited to share all of it with you in our next episode that should hit between October 1st and October 2nd. So I love you all. Make it an amazing day, week, month, year. I'm so glad to be back. Hopefully you'll join me back on this journey. For those who have maybe stepped away because I haven't been recording, your girl is back. She's in good health. She's in great spirits. And we are ready to take this self-care journey together to make sure we all get out on the other side, not just accomplishing our dreams, but happy, healthy, whole people accomplishing our dreams, living our goals, and making it all do what it do. I love you all so much, and enjoy this reprise of How to Win in the Fourth Quarter. Hey friends, it's your girl KD. I think my voice probably sounds a little deeper than normal. Fall allergies are trying to take me out, but I will not let them win. Okay. Because I refuse to be taken down by allergies. Now that I've said that, let's hope that I am not taken down by allergies. Because, you know, you can talk a real, real good game and then allergies do their thing and then you out. So I'm a hope against hope that I am not taken down by allergies and that my voice will sound normal in next week's episode. In advance, I'm going to be super real. There might not be an episode next week. I'm going to try, but next week is FAMU's homecoming. FAMU stands for Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. It's a historically black college in Tallahassee, Florida that I attended. And my friends and so many people I know are going to be there, and I'm finally going. I haven't gone to homecoming. I didn't always go to homecoming when I was in school, so I definitely haven't gone in the many years since I left, and I kind of don't really do crowds anymore, anxiety, but I'm doing this. And so I leave earlier in the week. We're going to see if a podcast can get out of me during that weekend of festivities. If it can, great. If it can't, just give me a little grace. I'll be back on it the week after homecoming. But I'm super excited. Going to homecoming is definitely a part of my self-care. I can't wait to spend time with people I love. I can't wait to do community service. I can't wait to get really cute and hang out with my friends. I'm going to exercise while I'm gone. I think I am. Let's be real. It's homecoming. I may or may not exercise intentionally, but walking around that campus is going to be exercise regardless. It's a ton of self-care in a very short period of time, but an extended weekend. And so you may not get an episode next week. I'm gonna try. There are no guarantees. Okay. Next. Thank you to everyone who has listened to an episode. Oh my word. You guys have brought me such joy. You know, I'm doing this on a random without a huge platform. And over the last couple of weeks, I have been able to manage over 550 individual listens between my 6 episodes. I've garnered 97 followers. Thank you to those 97 people. Fun fact, the most popular episode was It's Okay to Not Be Okay. That's been the most popular episode thus far. So that seems to have really resonated with everybody. And it still resonates with me. I'm very clear of, hey, I'm not well versus, hey, I'm great. And, you know, I pull no punches on that one. So I'm glad that that one has served as some type of resource or some type of way for people to feel seen and known and heard. So thank you all for listening. I appreciate the growing community and audience. Continue to share, rate, review, let your friends know what we got going on over yonder. And I think that's everything on that one. Yeah, it is. It sure is. So we can now get into today's episode. This is a topic I love. So, you know, I plan my year in quarters. In traditional quarters, first quarter, January through March, second quarter, April through June, third quarter, July through September, fourth quarter, October to December. And this episode is going to be about my tips for planning to win in the fourth quarter. Okay. Planning to win in the fourth quarter. So a little bit of backstory. Fourth quarter, in particular, over the last 6 or 7 years, is just my quarter of manifestation. It seems like regardless of what happens in those first three quarters, if they were really great, I've actually had a really great first three quarters this year, so I'm thankful for that. Or if they're pure D hell, I've had that happen too. I can think of
2017, it felt like the whole year was trying to take me out. Fourth quarter, something happens in my world, and everything that I've wanted, I've been working for, I've been planning the whole year through. I don't know if it's a fire that gets lit under me, or if all of that time of preparation, even when it didn't feel like I was preparing, I can't tell you what it is, but what I do know is that all of that effort, all of the energy, all of the plans I have, everything that has not yet been done gets manifested in fourth quarter. So fourth quarter is always super packed for me. Fourth quarter has a lot of producing for me of like tangible things. Last year, I produced 2 books in fourth quarter, a devotional for students, and the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care came out last year in the fourth quarter. I've started programs in the fourth quarter. I make deals in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, it goes down for the kid. And I remember a couple of years deciding to teach a fourth quarter planning session to help people really prepare to win in the fourth quarter, because I believe that you can really win in the fourth quarter regardless of what the first three have looked like. And one of the things I talked about is how games, if you just sports of most, just about any kind, are typically won and lost in the fourth quarter. And I've seen teams who have trailed the entire game. The entire game they have trailed. Then you get to fourth quarter and something happens to them and this energy comes up and it's like fire is lit in their souls and they bring out the win. Even when it looked like the win was impossible, they bring out the win. I've seen other teams do amazingly well them first three quarters and lose it all in the fourth quarter. How you lose it all in the fourth quarter? But people do. And I realize that you lose it all in the fourth quarter when you're not prepared to win it all in the fourth quarter. And so where some people kind of lighten up because you get towards the end of the year, you get the holidays in there, you're going to get breaks and vacations, depending on your industry. I work with kids, so I'm going to get some breaks, which means I'm going on some trips. Amen. Also part of my self-care. But I recognize all those years ago that when I really prep for fourth quarter, like really, really prep, I win in ways that I didn't even realize was possible. I get those things crossed off my list that I put on there back in December or January of last year. I set myself up to win in first quarter also. Like I usually have a more productive first quarter since I started doing all this stuff in fourth quarter. So I'm going to share my top tips for winning in the fourth quarter, because the reality is you can win. And that's what I want. I want you to win. Win, my friends, win. So tip number one, what are you trying to accomplish in fourth quarter? The first tip is write your goals down. I tell people to do 3 to 5 goals. Odds are you're not going to get 10 new things done in fourth quarter. Now you might. That just sounds really stressful. And some people actually have less than 3. They have 1 big thing that they're focusing on trying to finish out the year strong. I tell people, 3 to 5 is good. Really, more than 5 is kind of pushing it. But if you know that this can be your complete total focus, you don't have any other obligations, you can make it work. What I tell people to do with that, if you get your top list of your 3 to 5 things that are like, this is what I'm accomplishing in fourth quarter of this year, you can do a contingency list. Like if I burn through those and like I get them done and everything is good and life is popping, I can come back to my secondary list and start working on those. So I say pick the most critical 3 to 5 things in your life that you still want to see done in the year of our Lord 2019 and put them on your list. These are your goals. This is your plan. This is what you're focusing on accomplishing in the fourth quarter of this year. After you get your 3 to 5 things, I tell people to literally write down every single step you can think of that you'll need to take to get to this goal. Now, here's the reality. You might not know every step that it takes, and that's fine. For that, you do some research and you write the steps that you know offhand. And with your research, you fill in the missing pieces. Okay? Then from there, from doing your research and writing your steps, you have kind of a roadmap of the tasks that need to be done. See if you can get a time frame around each of those tasks. That's going to take me a day or two. That might need a week to happen. Oh, I'm going to get that done in 30 minutes. That's an easy one. oh, this has to be done before this can be done. Or these two goals relate to each other. So if I don't get through all of this, then I can't get to that. Like, create a map with all of that information in it. What needs to be done before? What can be done after? Where do things overlap? All that fun stuff. About how much time do you think this thing will take? If it's 10 minutes or if it's 10 days, whatever the case may be. From there, if you do not have a calendar, like a paper calendar in particular for this, get one. Get it at the Dollar Tree. Print some pages offline. But for this next part, it's really good to have a physical paper calendar in front of you to do this, because you're going to actually plan based on when some stuff needs to get done. Some things may have a hard deadline that's outside of you. So you want to put that hard deadline in the calendar. Some things, their deadlines are a little bit more flex of when you get them done, like the final product. So, you know, stick them in the calendar where you really want to get them done. Preferably don't get them, try to get them done. I tell people to try to schedule all your stuff to get done like before Christmas if you can, simply because that leaves you some buffer days if something doesn't work out right. If your date for it being done is December 31st and you get a kink somewhere in the middle that delays your time frame, odds are you're not going to be able to finish it in the fourth quarter because you weren't planning to finish it till the last day to begin with. So you don't want to set yourself up that way. You want to backtrack it as far as you can. I try to make everything in my world due before the last day of school for my students. And then that way I have some days built in as a buffer, usually probably around, you know, 7 to 10 days minimum already built in my schedule as a buffer to make up for things that I miss out on for whatever reason, or that get delayed, or where I maybe messed up and need to do something over. That buffer is already in there because my due dates were, you know, a week to, you know, 2 weeks before the actual end of the year. So when you're scheduling this stuff, when you're looking at these next 3 months, this is how I tell people to build their schedule. It's a quick tip. It's a workshop that I do, so I'm going to do this really quickly for you. When you build your schedule in, the first thing you put in is the stuff related to your personal life, to your family, to the places where you can't be replaced. I can't be replaced as Deborah's daughter. I can't be replaced as my goddaughter's godmommy. Like, there are things that I'm just not going to miss. So those things go into the calendar first because they're most critical to me. I'm not going to necessarily be replaced. Somebody can get another friend, but they're not going to replace me as a friend. So I really want to show up for my friends. So if I have dates that are significant to my friends, anniversaries, birthdays, significant achievements, speaking engagements, those go on my calendar first. If I have important dates for me, those go on my calendar first. That's doctor's appointments, that's therapy appointments. That is performances I have, things I'm teaching, travel, whatever that is, all that goes into my calendar first, because I found if you give work a blank calendar, it's going to fill up all the space. It's just like a liquid. You know, a liquid fills whatever container you put it in. Work does the same exact thing. So I try not to ever give work my full calendar. From there, I put in things that I know that I just can't change. Right. So if there's a board meeting I do once a month, I'm going ahead and put that in the calendar. If there is some kind of obligation, you know, something I've agreed to do to invest my time in, and it's a one day thing, something like that, that can't be moved around, I'm going ahead and put that in the schedule. Then if there are any work deadlines, work being paid work because you got a 9 to 5 or 6 to 10 or whatever the case may be, or entrepreneurial work where you have some contracts and you've made some commitments, boom, boom, boom. All of that goes in the calendar next. After that, you have a better understanding of what time you have left to work on those other things that are important to you, those other goals. Because what you cannot do is slack on your obligations that you've already committed to add these new things into your life. So once you have a clear picture of those hard work deadlines, those, you know, appointments, those birthdays, those things you cannot miss, those things you have already committed to, then I backfill. And I backfill starting with due dates for those 3 to 5 goals that I'm going to use for the quarter. And then I backtrack. So boom, if I want to finish this by December 20th, well, then this aspect has to be done by December 17th, which means this part has to be done by November 29th, which means this part has to be done by whatever date. And I backfill it all the way through the quarter. Because if I start with the end in mind, I usually have a better understanding of when I have to start it by on the front end. Because odds are I'm not starting everything on October 1st. That might be a little crazy in my world, in particular right now when my calendar is super full with responsibilities and obligations. But I also don't want to wait till December to start everything once I get some of this other stuff off my plate. Because then December is hectic and crazy because I'm trying to do so much. Excuse me, in such a short period of time. So backfill that thing, starting with your end date and backtracking it. This is why it's so important to know on average the amount of time you think something will take, because you know how far back you have to schedule it to make sure you're getting to your end goal on time, right? Then from there, I say a little prayer. I create a playlist for the season. Yes, I create a playlist for the season to keep me motivated, because some days it gets a little hectic, some days it gets a little hard. But I create the playlist as my motivation. I usually develop either a personal mantra or quote for the season. If I don't find one that I like, I love quotes, so it's usually not hard for me to find one that already exists to serve as my motivator. So I have my quote, I have my mantra, I usually have a specific notebook that I use, you know, to kind of help me focus. I use a smaller journal to kind of say, this is everything I'm trying to do in fourth quarter 2019 in one place. And then I make that thing shake. I put it in my calendar. I set my due dates. And this is the thing. After you put everything on your paper calendar, like I said, if you're printing pages off the web, or if you're buying a little cheap calendar, like from Dollar Tree or something, to just kind of finish out 2019, whichever way you're going to do it, make sure you have your paper one. I then go back and plug all of those due deadlines into my electronic calendar so I can get the reminders and alerts. For big things, I give myself an alert a week out. For a smaller task, I usually give myself between 24 hours and 2 hours, depending on what it is I need to get done, to serve as a reminder in the event that I haven't gotten it done, to say, hey, you got 24 hours before you said this was due. Jump on it on this day. So if I need to, I can switch some things around at the last minute. I try not to ever get to my due dates, though. I try to always produce before my due dates, which is part of backfilling your planning. I can see for the whole month the things I have due. If I randomly end up with an open Saturday, I'm going to try to grind through some of that stuff and get it done early so that I'm not pushing to the deadline if I don't have to. So yeah, that's how I went. And when I say I win in fourth quarter, I'm not kidding. I win. I produce all kinds of stuff. I get experiences that I didn't expect. I close out goals that I made in January at the end of the year. I usually accomplish everything I set out to accomplish in a particular year. And part of it is because before I get to December, I've already evaluated and planned and coordinated to make sure that those things that still are important to me, that still really matter to me, are positioned to get done. And I get them done. And it is amazing what happens when you come into the quarter with a plan, how that impacts your overall life. So friends, plan to win in the fourth quarter. Make your list of 3 to 5 goals. Write down those steps. Know how much time it takes. Research the steps you might be missing to make sure that you've gotten everything done. Plan it using a paper calendar to get a good idea of where you have space to add more things, to get more stuff done. Schedule that thing on your digital calendar. If you don't use a digital calendar, start so you can have your reminders and things of that nature. And then execute. After that, it's a matter of execution. If you commit to the schedule you created, if you commit to getting it done, if you commit to not waiting till the last minute, right? Because that's important. Because what I do know is that in the midst of all of this, life will start lifing on you, okay? Life will life. I've had a lot of lifing over the last couple of weeks, but I've not missed a single deadline because I've been working to be ahead of my deadlines. I've had some days where I just couldn't do any more work because, again, life will start lifing. There will be things that are way beyond your control that you cannot change, you cannot fix, you cannot manipulate, that are going to have you tied up or exhausted, and you're like, I just can't do this today. And if you have waited till the last minute, you're gonna miss a deadline, you're gonna delay some stuff. But because I'm working to be a couple days ahead at a minimum, that typically does not throw me off when life starts lifing. So I encourage you to get as far ahead of your schedule as you can. And if you have to just kind of follow your schedule exactly because your life has that much in it, then follow your schedule. Do what you need to do. But if you can get ahead of what you've scheduled, get ahead so that when you're on vacation, you can vacation. I'm pretty much not doing any work while I'm at homecoming because I'm going to be focused on being at homecoming and making memories and taking pictures and having a great time and serving. And I can do that because I already know what to do around that time. And my goal is to get all of it done before I hit 75 South and hit I-10 and all of that fun stuff and Georgia 99, whatever it is, to get everything I need to get done before I hit them Tallahassee streets so I can focus on my fun because I executed on my plan. So this is probably the longest podcast episode. Wow, I guess I had a lot to say. That's it. I want you to win. I want you to do what you need to do to execute. I want fourth quarter 2019 to be your time, to be your season, to be the quarter where everything changed for you. Or if not everything, at least some really good things changed for you. And you can finish the year on a high knowing that you got out of it what you came into it to get. So that is all, my friends, for today's episode. Enjoy your day, your week, your month, all that fun stuff that I'm going to say in the outro, right? But know that I'm here for you. I love you. Follow us on social media. Send your messages on social media. I'm here to respond. Let me know if there's some topics you want me to cover in the coming weeks. I have a couple ideas, but I'm also open to hearing yours because you're listening to it and I want it to be beneficial to you. Be on the lookout. I think I'm going to have a resource for helping you plan your fourth quarter. So be on the lookout over the next couple of days if you're like, I want to do this, but I think I need a little bit more guidance and direction. So that's all, friends. Love you. Mucho. Thanks for listening and have an amazing day. Do what you need to do to be more than okay.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.